5, 4, 3 good engines, 3 good engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. Liftoff of the Space Shuttle Columbia and Astro 1 for an insight into the lifestyle of the galaxy.
When the Space Shuttle Columbia lifted off in December 1990, it carried in its Astro 1 payload 4 telescopes, including the world's first space-launched X-ray telescope called Broadband. Broadband was designed and built at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, and a young PhD student, in her 20s at the time, was given an extraordinary opportunity to work in this new frontier of astronomy.
She was one of a small number of people who were very influential in setting the stage for studies of black holes, using X-ray telescopes to study black holes. She was a pioneer in that field.
I'm Kim Weaver. I grew up in Monongalia County in West Virginia, and I'm an astrophysicist at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland.
What I'm going to be driving you past now is the building. The very first building that I worked in at Goddard is called Building 2, because that's where I spent my graduate student career working.
The sprawling campus of the Goddard Space Flight Center is huge, nearly 1,300 acres. More scientists and engineers work here than anywhere else in the United States.
Some of the equipment that was going to be put onto the Hubble Space Telescope was built here and tested here.
We're at the main entrance of Building 34, which is the Space Science Building. We're inside. There's a flat-screen TV on the far wall that's broadcasting images of the sun. So you're seeing the sun in all different wavelengths, optical, ultraviolet, X-ray. You can see the flares and things coming off the corona and off the surface of the sun.
These look like photos from your book almost.
Oh, yeah, some of them are.
Okay.
Now 47, Dr. Kimberly Ann Weaver is the author of the book, The Violent Universe, Joy Rides Through the X-Ray Cosmos. She's also an adjunct professor of astrophysics at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore.
Is that a galaxy?
That's a galaxy.
Yep. And that's probably a Hubble picture because you can see all of the details with all the stars. I'm mostly interested in other galaxies and black holes and the centers of galaxies and quasars, the early universe, the birth of galaxies, how stars began to form in the beginning of the universe. How did that happen? Where did the first black holes come from? We have no idea.
A black hole is a region in space that has super intense gravity.
In other words, it pulls space around itself so tightly that nothing can escape if something falls inside. Light can't escape. Nothing can escape. For the most part, black holes gobble things up. A star can fall into a black hole, and then you don't know what happens to it.
According to Weaver, black holes can be as small as a finger or 1,000 times larger than our solar system. Kim Weaver's first discovery from the Broadband X-ray Telescope had to do with the circles around black holes, the stuff the black hole is eventually going to eat. The circle is called an accretion disk.
Before we launched the Broadband X-ray Telescope, we were trying to understand if the accretion disk around a black hole would create a signature that we could see. And we believed that it created a signature of the iron in the disk would fluoresce, give off light, X-ray light. So people were making all kinds of models of these flat disks and saying that this line, this iron line, should be, you know, big and fat and have this certain profile because you're seeing the spinning of the disk and the relativistic effects of the disk, and that should be simple. You should see a nice, peaked, broad profile.
But contrary to what everyone expected, Weaver discovered that some of the iron lines around black holes weren't broad, but narrow. Indeed, she found the disks were far more complex than scientists predicted. Eventually, her findings generated a whole new field of study. Weaver's discovery was the first of many. According to Professor Christopher Reynolds, an expert in black holes at the University of Maryland.
A particular contribution that Kim made was understanding that there's a connection between black holes in galaxies and star formation in galaxies. And you might think these two processes are very separate and disconnected. Well, nowadays we have a much different view. Nowadays we have this view that the growth of a black hole and the growth of a galaxy as a whole are actually very tightly connected phenomena. And we don't quite understand that connection. Kim recognized this very early on. And the people who make a large impact just see things in the data that others haven't seen.
And because of Kim Weaver's discoveries, today hundreds of scientists around the world are studying the iron lines around black holes and the relationship between black holes and star formation in galaxies.
This is the remarkable journey through four...
She's also the public face of Goddard in many articles and television programs for PBS, the BBC, and other broadcasters across the world.
Telescopes have revolutionized our understanding of ourselves and our place in the cosmos and our mindset about who we are and where we came from.
Hunting the Edge of Space, up now on Nova.
The story of how this petite, pretty woman came to work at the cutting edge of space exploration begins in West Virginia when she was 5 years old.
On Sundays, my grandfather would love to take the car out for a drive. So he and my grandmother would come over and pick up myself, my sister, and my mother. We'd take drives all over the state. He'd just pick a direction and go. And one Sunday, we went down to southern West Virginia to visit my great-grandmother who lived there. And that was very close to Green Bank. So every once in a while, we'd be driving past Green Bank and see the giant 300-foot dish, and I was so excited about that thing because it looked like it didn't belong there. It looked like science fiction to me. And he would say, well, that's what the jelly green giant eats his dinner from. And I said, that's not true, Grandpa. It's not true. And I said, I think when I was a couple years older, I knew it was a radio telescope, and I had found out that you could use a radio telescope during the day. Then I said to my grandfather, well, I'm going to use that radio telescope someday. In fact, he did say to me, I think maybe you will.
20 years later, while Kim was working as an intern at the Green Bank Observatory in Pocahontas County, she got her opportunity.
I used the equipment and I discovered a little galaxy that became part of someone else's thesis. So it was really just really enjoyable. And being at Green Bank, you can see the Milky Way right above you. It's a wonderful place to see the sky.
So in West Virginia, you discovered a galaxy using the equipment that you saw as a child.
Yes, that is true.
Kim Weaver grew up in Cheat Lake near Morgantown, the elder of two daughters. Her mother is an artist and homemaker, and her father was an entrepreneur.
So, Jean, I'm going to be taking you to a place where I spent a lot of time when I was a kid.
She spent a lot of her childhood at her father's campground, about half an hour's drive northeast of Morgantown. It's deep in the woods on top of a mountain, and full of childhood memories where she worked and played.
In the summers, before I was a teenager, I would get up every morning and go with my grandmother. She would drive us to the camp, and I would help out and spend the day actually doing a lot of stuff, like cleaning and sweeping the floors and setting mouse traps. When I travel around and I meet people from other places, the one thing I can say about West Virginians is there's a tremendous work ethic here that I often don't find other places. An amazing part of the culture, and it's an amazing part of the kind of the way West Virginians think about themselves, that, you know, they're very proud to be who they are, and they put a lot of that into what they do.
As we reach the campground, a big windstorm blows up and batters the leaves on the forest trees.
The thing I did more than anything else was just come outside and look up at the sky. And I always thought the sky was beautiful. And at nighttime, when I was up here, it would be my place to stand and look at the stars and wonder about them. I mean, it's a nice isolated area, West Virginia is. It's got probably, I think, the darkest skies east of the Mississippi River. And so it's a great place for astronomers to work. And it's also a great place for little kids to get interested in astronomy, which is what happened to me.
When Kim was in high school, her father gave her a small telescope, which she took into these woods to see the stars. And though she was an outstanding student, mostly straight A's all the way through school, she was a kid who felt like an outsider, that she never quite fit in. An excellent singer, she dreamed of going on Broadway, and she had another dream.
I had a huge dream to conduct the WVU marching band. I knew when I was
in seventh grade that I was going to conduct that band. That became my focus for years, and I ended up doing that.
We bring back to the stand at Bucket, Tim Weaver of Morning Chapter. And this year, the Pride of our community has had Tim Weaver as Fizz Mountaineer, 1986 at Western Lake University.
In 1985 and 86, Kim Weaver was the field conductor of the WVU marching band. She also became Miss Mountaineer. But being a physics major, she faced the first discrimination of her life.
I had a professor who I had gotten engaged and I wore my ring to class and he saw it and said, well, you're never going to become anything. You're just going to get married and I don't even know why you're here. He said, why am I wasting my time teaching you physics? Then I took my engagement ring off my finger and I put it in my pocket. And I never wore that ring into physics class again.
And Weaver proved him wrong. In 2011, Kim Weaver became the youngest ever person to be inducted into the WVU Academy of Distinguished Alumni. She's also served as an outside advisor to the West Virginia University Physics Department. I joined her on a visit back to her old stomping ground, the physics building, Hodges Hall.
The folks at the physics department at WVU are having an event called Farewell to Hodges Hall. And Hodges Hall was the building that's been the physics building for almost 60 years now, I think. So there's a celebration going on today, and it's really been a lot of fun to see everybody again. Oh, Earl's here. I met Earl because he was the department chair who got me onto the visiting committee for the department.
I'm Earl Seamy. I'm the Eberle Family Professor of Physics and Chair of the Department of Physics. Roughly 6 or 7 years ago, I felt like I needed some outside input into how to run the department. So I looked around for some of our very successful alumni, people I thought could both bring prestige to the department and to give me great advice and say, you know, here's this great astrophysicist and she says we need to do this. Why don't we do this? She has a great perspective on what students need to be trained to do, and I think an appreciation that WVU Physics wants to become nationally competitive, and her perspective has been, you know, what can she tell us that we need to do to get there? That's the influence that Kim has had, is that steady voice of saying, yes, you can do this, the institution has the capacity to do it, and you need to do it.
Finally, Kim Weaver took me to a fire tower on top of a West Virginia mountain, a favorite place to climb when she was a kid. Today, in her spare time, she is an accomplished singer and actress in community theater, and she's about to embark on a project at NASA to study a whole new class of galaxies. In a way, this place was a beginning for both.
This postcard is a picture of the original fire tower with all the stairs. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 stories, and I used to climb that thing anytime I could. So the old fire tower's gone, but this was the spot where I used to climb up and sit really high up and kind of sing to myself songs like On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, and things like that.
How about a few bars of On a Clear Day?
On a clear day, rise up and look around you, and you'll see who you are.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jean Snediger.